guys. Welcome back once again to the worldwide broadcast, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys have an absolutely terrific day today. Hope you guys are staying strong and healthy, as I always encourage you to be. Hope you guys are staying well educated on all the topics we talk about and making sure you continually have the fundamental ideas to make sure you can continually keep your family and your friends healthy as long as possible. And also, too, you know where to get a hold of us, healthmasters.com. We're here bringing you guys all the health research every single day. And let me say this, you know, there's a lot of sudden health experts that come out. I'm gonna touch base on this a little later on in the show. And, you know, they suddenly are gurus in vitamins. Suddenly they're gurus in all these different topics with health. And they have absolutely zero long-term credibility. I'm not going to call anybody out by name. You already know who you are if I'm talking about you right now. I've been running this company for over 20 years. Health Masters has been in business for 40 years. I've lived and breathed this for almost probably 30 years now, since I was a teenager. And so be very cautious when you start having random people that are suddenly a vitamin guru start spelling out all these weird concoctions or telling you these random things like, don't take this with this and don't take this with this. And there's no research. There's no backing. There's no anything behind it whatsoever. Just thought some tidbit for that. Do some background on what people actually are doing, where they're from, their basis on it, their research on it, and the stuff that they're actually trying to produce or allegedly produce while they try to sell it under their name, but they have no idea who even made the product for them or where the raws are from. Just thought I'd give you a heads up on that. And also, too, by the way, just I got a guest with me today. I'm going to bring him on here in a second and introduce him to y'all. By the way, if you guys need anything, the Probiotic DF on sale right now, product of the week, over 14% off. You know it, the one and only, very good starter probiotic formula. I went in detail last week on probiotics. I'll cover a little bit more gut health today, and I'm going to cover brain health and a few other good discussions that we're going to be going on, including seven different things you need to do to allow your body to rest, seven types of rest your brain craves. Some good positive information is coming out today and a host of other things on current world news. So we're getting into a lot of it. And be sure if you guys want to check out the podcast every day, browershow.com. Be sure to check it out. Different episodes we have. We go into detail on certain things you can do for your health, ways you can get stronger, faster, smarter in every way. So be sure to stay up to date on this and also get updates. Name, last name, email. Just put the Brower Show and Health Masters on there, and you can get them to your email every single day. Now, Hunter's got a late school today, so he wants to come on to the show. I want to introduce him to everybody. See, I haven't been on in a while. How are you doing this morning, Mr. Hunter?
Good.
You got talking to the mic, big guy.
Good.
Good. Glad to be with us. Now, I noticed you got a pretty cool shirt on today. Did you do anything fun over the weekend?
Yeah, I went to Monster Jam.
Went to Monster Jam. Is that where they have the real big giant mud trucks?
Yeah.
What'd they do? Do anything cool?
Yeah, they did some backflips.
Backflips? What's your favorite Monster Jam truck?
Gravedigger.
Gravedigger. Is that the one at the top on your shirt right there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you like that, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad you had fun. We had a blast. Something we do every single year, go over there in Tampa and check out the trucks. And when you see those things in person up close, you realize how unbelievably big they are. I think when I talked to the guy yesterday, what did he say? They're pushing 2,000 or 3,000 horsepower? It's a lot. With the Cars and Coffee recently, they had Gravedigger there. They let him climb all up in it. And, I mean, just the build and the frame and everything on it. It's crazy. I like fabrication work like that. But it's pretty wild. Well, Mr. Hunter, I'm going to get rolling into a solo show. Can you do me a favor before you leave, though? Because I forgot it. Can you do me a favor?
Yes,
can you grab my can of Purple Sticks over there?
Yes, sir.
My shaker? Bring it over to me?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, bud. Grab it for me real quick. That was Mr. Hunter Brower on the show for you today. He wanted to come on. He's got some late school stuff he's doing, so I told him he could come in and make an appearance. And I got another topic I'm going to bring up today, too. Thank you, my friend. Now, while you're over here, so I'm going to be covering these today on the show. You want either multiple chewable?
Yes, sir.
How many you want?
Three.
Three? Man, that's a big one. All right. Come on. What we got here? One, two, three, and one for me. You try them? They're like sweet tarts. They're good. Hi, my friend. Be good. Have fun at school. I love you. Oh, those are good. I haven't had those in a while. Those are the chewable, multiple chewable formula that we always have on the website, as we have the ultimate multiple powder, the ultimate multiple capsules, and the ultimate multiple chewable formula. What I love about these, you gotta be careful you eat too many of them. They're like a sweet tart. Worked really hard on formulating this. You're well aware of those. No artificial flavors, no artificial sweeteners, no artificial preservatives, no artificial colors, nothing but good, pure multivitamin. Basically, it's the multivitamin powder that we figured out how to press and getting a little bit better of a taste as far as a chewable standpoint, because the powder formula is good, but it's very strong. So we brought it down a little bit, some of the beak vitamins. We dropped a little lower on this, so that way you can get a really high dose of everything still, but it's not quite as tangy. B vitamins, real true methylated B vitamins, if anybody knows, you've worked with the raws before, they're extremely bitter as far as just raw formula on it. So you got to make sure you got a proper formulation and you got a proper sweetener like monk fruit and stuff to really get it based out properly. Go pupper stick. So be sure to check those out. If you got kids, they love them. If you got adults, they love them too. And I've noticed a lot of people too that don't like to swallow pills. That's where they're at, man. Great formula on that. So be sure to check those out at Health Masters. That's the ultimate multiple chewable that we have on the site. And where is it at here? Pull it up. Multiple chewable. There we are. One of the many other multiples. And you can see the formula. Still our standard multiple formula. Great, great formula on here. Tastes great. Works great. It gets a lot of positive response from the kids. You don't have to make the kids take horrible tasting vitamins. And you sure as heck don't have to try to go to the Flintstone brand and fill them full of aspartame. Never understood that concept myself the first time I ever looked at Flintstone vitamins. I'm reading the ingredients, and they got aspartame, which, as you guys know, is an unbelievably horrible artificial sweetener. It's been linked to all types of problems, including brain cancer over the decades. And then it's got like red 40 in it and food coloring. And I'm like, so you're giving kids aspartame and food coloring for breakfast for their vitamin. And then, of course, I mean, it's got some of those minute amount of vitamins, much less anything high quality. They're not bioactive. They're not methylated. They sure as heck aren't clean. They're probably all out of China. So do yourselves a favor. If you're going to give your kids some vitamins, what I recommend you do, do the chewable if you're going to do it, or do the powder. That works great, too. You can mix up water. The chewable is just a little more fun sometimes. And it kind of gives them a treat. So be sure to check those out on the site of Health Masters. And now I got a couple good health articles for you today. And now I'll be honest with you. I was debating on how to run this solo show today. I really was. Obviously, everybody's well aware, if you're listening to this live show, we've done a massive airstrike invasion on Iran over the weekend. You guys are already well aware this is going to happen. Israel deemed it so. They want us to go fight their war in Iran for them. So I'm not going to go into a whole big tirade about why and who and where. You guys already know the situation if you listen to the show. You already know why they've done it. You already know now they've shut down the Strait of Hormuz. They want to shut down everything as far as control of oil, raise it back up again. Israel, of course, needs to maintain its control over the Middle East. And, of course, as you guys have known, this has been brought up for over 20 years, longer than that, never since 9/11, Iran does not have a central reserve bank. They trade everything as far as oil and gold, and they do not have anything based on the dollar. And they do not like to involve anything with the United States anymore, and they've been trading with Russia and China for decades. And this is, again, another reason why this whole theater story that we constantly keep getting lied to, oh, Iran was in weeks of nuclear weapons. Dude, they've been in weeks of nuclear weapons for the last 40 years. Since I can remember, I was a kid, I've heard about Iran and nuclear weapons. This whole theater story that they constantly keep throwing out there is, in my opinion, and many other security contractors and retired military's opinion, it's just another giant Israel war that we do their bidding. It's sad because we've already got multiple service members that are dead. So I'm not going to spend the whole show ranting and raving about Iran. If you guys want to watch all the propaganda clips, you can do so on CNN and Fox News. You get all the propaganda you want, to be honest with you. Whatever you guys want, it's on there. Listen to it, read it if you want to put all this stuff in your mind. My opinion is this. I've had four or five people hit me up over the weekend, ask my thoughts, what we're doing, what we're going to do. It's the same thing I do every day, man. Continue to love God. Continue to push the truth. Continue to raise kids. Continue to help the community. Continue to encourage others to do the same. That's what I'm going to keep doing every single day. Can I get involved with Iran and change the regime over there and change Israel's control of everything? Absolutely not. I wish I could. I would. I can't. There's no way. I mean, Charlie Kirk called out Iran. Charlie Kirk called out Israel for going after Iran. I mean, the videos that have surfaced now have not aged well for everybody that went against him. You know, year and a half ago, he went into detail about why we don't need to get involved with Iran, why it's Israel's problem, not ours, and the fact that they've been getting nukes for the last 40 years, allegedly. So that's what I have to say about that. I'm not going to spend an entire hour ranting and raving about things that are already happening that you already know if you want to hear the propaganda. So the question is, what do? Stay stocked up on the stuff you need to stay stocked up on. Make sure you stay active. The only thing I can say is a direct threat assessment that would be, and I did talk to Jeff about this last night, is the fact that we have imported millions upon millions of individuals from the Middle East due to our constant wars in the Middle East at the behest of Israel. And now there's a lot of people that live here in the United States that do not like the United States. And I mean, that shooting that occurred down in Austin, Texas over the weekend, was that a terrorist plot? Was that this guy that's following Allah, according to his hoodie, ironically? I don't know. Was another CIA op? I don't know. I can't tell you any true backs on that yet because I have not seen enough research on it. I do know this for a fact, is that I will always make sure, and I continue to do so, to make sure I use discernment and use situational assessment whenever I go somewhere. Most of the places that you see in situations that happen like that are usually gun-free zones. They're nightclubs. It's late at night. Like this shooting in Austin, Texas. It was at 2 a.m. Bars closing. There's another shooting in Cincinnati. Have no idea whether it's related to what's going on in Iran. Let me clarify that right now. I think 9 people got shot in Cincinnati last night. Again, it was a nightclub bar at 1 a.m. The truth about it is, if you're out at places at 1 a.m. and you can't arm yourself, do you really want to be involved in it? Just asking a question. I mean, if you're going out to dinner with your friends and you're going out to dinner 8, 9 o'clock at night, you carry a firearm. The problem is when you go, like in Florida, you go to a bar or a nightclub, it's considered a place of nuisance. You cannot legally carry a firearm in those areas. Period. You're not allowed to do it. They want you down for a reason. In the state of Florida, if you get caught with a firearm in those areas, you go to jail. So just use discretion. If you're going to a place that's telling you you're not allowed to arm yourself, what's the point of you being there? Just my personal assessment. Just thought I would throw that out there. And so just got a lot of other stuff I'm going to cover today. A lot of positive things you can do. I had some people ask me about them. And yes, we do still carry them. We do still carry them if you want them. The organic food buckets. If you want them, we got them. If you don't, you don't. If you already have them, awesome. I encourage people to at least have a 30-day supply of food, whether it's MREs, whether it's food buckets, whatever you want. I'm not telling you to live in fear. I'm not telling you to be all weird and paranoid. But what I'm saying is this. To me, it always helps me sleep better as somebody that's responsible for my family, my kids, knowing that in a worst-case situation, I don't have to run to the store to get food in 2 or 3 days. But I've got some backup supplies, and that I know if something happens, I can say, hey, you know what? We're going to hunker down. We're going to stay here. We're going to keep the compound secure. We're not going to be running out to Walmart at 9 o'clock at night to go fight people over Campbell's soup with GMO chicken in it. Just my point, my preference. Everybody can do the same, but that would be my recommendation. If you don't have something, make sure you are stocked up on something, because at a point in time of day, you never know. I mean, we've seen this with hurricanes. Split second, all of a sudden we get notified that a Cat 5 is coming to Florida suddenly. You go to Publix, you go to Walmart, water's gone, toilet paper's gone. I've always been curious about that one. It's always like everybody runs in and buys like 5-year supply of toilet paper every time something happens now after. It's ever since COVID. And I always laughed about that. I'm like, God forbid you get any food. God forbid you get any MREs. No, but we got 5-year supply of toilet paper. Like, congratulations. That's a good one. I guess, it never goes bad, which is good. And you always have to have it long term. But at the end of the day, make sure you got some backup food, too. Because, toilet paper and water only go so far as far as keeping your caloric intake up and your energy assessment going on. So, again, without further ado, I'm going to get some health stuff, some stuff you can do today to stay prepared, some stuff you can do to stay healthy. And like I said, if you're wanting to watch the show today, get a bunch of fear porn, and it can happen on this show. You want to have a bunch of propaganda, you can go watch that on another site. They can tell you how scared you need to be, how much you need to tremble in fear because of this. Nah, dude, I don't live in fear. Don't live in fear at all. There's nothing absolutely to be fearful of. Stay strong, stay healthy, stay prepared, and live your life. Enjoy your life. God did not call us to have a spirit of fear, period. Straight up. Don't sit around being fearful of anything. Stay strong, stay healthy, and keep your mind strong. So, without further ado, I got some cool stuff I'm going to cover today on this show. Give me 1 second here while I got everything together. Where is it? I'm going to go into hyperthyroidism. We got that article pulled up today I'm going to cover on here. Vitamin C, as always, food additives, gut health. 10 supplements can help out with memory boost. And yes, there's going to be a few ones on here that I've covered. And from dumbbells, this is a good one. This is where I'm going to get into right now. Creatine, from dumbbells to dementia research. Why creatine is suddenly a brain story. And give me 1 second, guys. I'm going to pull some other stuff up here. It says, now creatine is no longer just a usage as far as for training. It's says Alzheimer's disease is one of the toughest public health challenges of its time. Nearly 7 million Americans are living with it today. The number is expected to double by 2050. This has a lot to do with the toxins, the GMOs, the preservatives, the additives, and all the other crap that we're constantly shoving into our body, in most cases, voluntarily. Creatine, a compound long associated with physical performance, is now being studied on the impact of cognitive health. We talked about this, and we did an article on it last year. I talked about how creatine was actually helping to reduce side effects of sleep deprivation and actually can help out with the brain when the body is very sleep deprived. Ironically enough, study they did on it. And that it wasn't just for muscle growth, that it was actually significant for the brain, significant for rest, significant for repair, and significant for cognitive functioning and preventing cognitive decline. It says creatine is a naturally occurring compound found in small amounts of food like red meat. For many, it's known as a pro supplement. For those looking to increase muscle mass, boost training performance, speed recovery, the role goes much, much deeper. At its core, creatine is about energy. Every cell in your body uses a molecule called ATP, adenine triphosphate, as a primary energy currency. When ATP runs low, cells lose that ability to function efficiently. Creatine serves a buffer system, storing high energy phosphate groups that can rapidly generate ATP when demand spikes. This is how it helps you as far as in the gym. You have higher amounts of creatine in your levels, you're able to have more explosive training sessions, you have better strength, better muscle endurance. So it's especially critical in the brain. Neurons are some of the most energy-hungry cells in the body, requiring constant ATP to fire signals, form memories, process information. Unlike muscles, the brain cannot tolerate major swings in energy availability. Even slight disruptions of the cellular energy can impair cognition and accelerate decline. Creatine supplementation increases the brain's phosphocreatine stores, giving neurons a bigger backup battery to draw from during high-stress moments. This means steady energy availability, better resilience to fatigue, and potentially sharper mental performance. Emerging research suggests creatine may sharpen memory and recall. By boosting brain energy reserves, creatine has been shown to improve short-term memory and reasoning skills, enhance executive function. From planning to decision-making, creatine helps the brain stay sharp, especially under stress or sleep deprivation. Protects the aging brain. Creatine reduces oxidative stress and supports mitochondria, offering protection against the cellular damaging link of aging and neurological diseases. Supports memory, mental energy. Early studies are now suggesting creatine may ease mental fatigue and support mood balance, particularly during high stress or combined with traditional therapies. So again, this goes into detail here now on a lot of the different topics as far as research that they studied and test on why creatine works so good. It says why this matters. It says for decades, creatine has been perceived as a gym supplement. This trial flips that assumption on the head. The fact that creatine not only reaches the brain, but also sparks measurable improvements in memory and cognitive function with people with Alzheimer's disease. Although larger and longer studies are needed, the Cabot trial suggests that creatine can become part of a improving quality of life or one of the most devastating wasting diseases over time. Now, and I've told you guys before, one of the reasons why I use the one that I do as far as with the Jurn creatine that comes out of Switzerland is that it's buffered with a acid as far as blocking capsule in it. It's designed to get into the small intestines. So it basically has a basically a plant cellulose capsule that's buffered, but also helps it break down, the capsule break down in the small intestines. When creatine, high dose of creatine mixes with hydrochloric acid in the stomach, it breaks down to creatinine, which causes significant stress on the kidneys. That's why if you're taking creatine, you want to try to make sure you get it in the small intestines because that's where it's actually absorbed, and that's what the capsules in this do. You need a much smaller amount with a much higher response out of it when you take it this way. So you don't have to take enormous amounts of it, get some of the water bloating and certain side effects that come along with it. You get all the positive effects without almost all the negatives when you take it this way, and it basically absorbs in the small intestine. So be sure to check that out on the site, the creatine. I don't have any specials on it because it's not a very cheap product to basically import. So I get import tariffs on this now, which is always fantastic. But I got on the site. If you guys have used it and you get good mental effects from it, do me a favor. Leave me some reviews on this on the site. I only got 2 reviews on it right now, and I know I got better reviews on it than that because it's a great seller. I take it all the time. I only take like 1 gram a day, which is like 2 capsules. That's it. Unless I need it for more if I'm training. I haven't been training as hard as I normally am. I've actually dropped some of my weight down, worked on a ton of cardio lately, especially training with Kit and a full kit and operating a lot more with my buddies. So I basically kind of brought my weight down. So I didn't need to take as much creatine. I'm not trying to maintain such a heavy weight. I noticed when I stay right about like 200 right now, I feel pretty good. Got really good energy and really good cardio. When I start training really heavy and eat heavy, I start pushing up like 215, 220. My endurance is just not where it needs to be. My pull-ups aren't as good, obviously. My endurance, my running, my sprinting is not where it needs to be. And so, again, base that on what you need. But right now, a low dose of creatine, even on a regular basis, even if you're not training super heavy, you're just exercising some, make sure you're taking this because it's a really, really good supplement that helps out with overall brain functioning. You can check that out on the site at healthmasters.com. Now, another topic I'm going to get into here, too, says 10 herbs and supplements that help boost memory. What are their current studies? This is really important because it says storing, retaining, and retrieving information are essential cognitive functions. However, as one ages or faces various cognitive challenges, memory may start to decline. Fortunately, there are many cognitive enhancers, vitamins, and supplements that can boost memory and other cognitive functions here. It says one of the first ones on here, omega-3 fatty acids. It says essential fats, omega-3 fats, play a vital role in brain health, cognitive function. They're found in fatty fish, like wild-caught salmon, mackerel, nuts, and seeds. I love almonds. I love cashews. They've also got good fats in them. You just got to watch out. You start eating a whole bunch of cashews and almonds all the time, you'll notice you start packing some weight on. They're actually very high calories, which is not a bad thing. It just depends as far as what your overall goal is, what you're trying to do as far as burning body fat. Systematic review of 14 studies conclude that omega-3s can be used as preventative or therapeutic tools for cognitive decline in older adults. 2016 double-blind placebo-controlled proof-of-concept study published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease found that omega-3 exerts positive effects on memory function in healthy older adults. And there's some photos of some actually good-looking, looks like some wild-caught salmon. It's real, true color. Some olive oil, some walnuts. Good photo. Makes me hungry. I need my eggs. Eggs are also a good one. Omega-3 fats loaded with eggs, making sure you're eating that as well. Bacopa. I actually just did a segment on this the other day. Bacopa, which is one of the best formulas as far as it helps out with memory. We have it in our memory support formula. You can check that out. That's one study. Bacopa showed modest improvements in study participants with memory loss, while others found that using the extract helped improve spatial working memory and encourage the growth of new neurons in an animal model. That's the one I talked to about. Now, caffeine. This one can help out too, but this is a very specific one. Caffeine needs to be used as a tool, not a crutch. Found commonly in coffee, tea, and energy drinks. Be very cautious where you're getting it from. Review finds that chronic treatment with caffeine was shown to be effective. In preventing basically beta production and memory deficits in experimental models. Now, this thing is caffeine needs to be used very, very cautiously with this. I've told you guys about this before, is that caffeine too much will absolutely wear you down. Especially the wrong kinds. One of the reasons why in the purple sticks, we use the green tea caffeine. It doesn't raise cortisol like coffee does. Coffee massively raises cortisol, not to mention if you start drinking energy drinks, which I've told you guys about many a time, stay away from. That stuff will just wear you out. They're toxic as all get out with the energy drinks. Stay away from that. Ginkgo biloba, also in our memory support. So the Bacopa and the Ginkgo are two of our main supplements that's in there. Ginkgo's really helped out with memory as well. L-theanine, another really important one we also have. L-theanine shows to improve reaction time and attention tasks and provides more correct answers and made fewer omission errors in working memory tasks. Vitamin B12, you guys know. The one and only vitamin B12. Look at this here. Cross-section, multi-center study of patients with minimal cognitive impairment. Identified patient deficit in the vitamin. Essentially, what they looked at is that those patients were then given B12 replacement therapy. The study found that B12 combined with B9 folate helped prevent hyperhomocysteine, which is associated with increased Alzheimer's disease risk. Redolia. This is another one here that can help out as well. Research found that plant calms emotion, stimulates the brain. That's why a lot of times put in tea. Hey, look what made the list again. Number 8 on the list, good old creatine. Systematic review found evidence that short-term memory and intelligence and reasoning are improved in people who take creatine. I just talked about that in detail. Phosphatidylserine. We actually have this product at the site. We have this also in the Brain Sustain Shake formula. Another good formula that ties really in with memory support. This basically helps out showing that it absorbed efficiently in humans across the blood-brain barrier. Helps out with cognitive function, including memory. And ginseng. another one we have here in certain products, shows the help out with beneficial effects in brain functioning. So again, some more products that can help out overall brain health. Be sure to check those out. Most of them are in the supplements at healthmasters.com, and we're here to help you guys out as far as staying healthy, strong, and effective on a regular basis and getting the truth out there. Because let's be real, at the end of the day, especially nowadays, I mean, in 2026, the strange world we live in, you know, this holographic matrix that we're watching with all this theater and propaganda, you've got to have good memory more than any time right now. You really have to recall things well. Because what they've done now with the mainstream media, and they've done it with social media, and what they've based it on, what they've based it off as far as what you really have to recall things well. Because what they've done now with the mainstream media, and they've done it with social media, and what they've based it on, what they've based it off as far as what they don't want people to remember how we were lied to about Iraq, how we were lied to about Afghanistan, how we were lied to about Libya, how we were lied to about Syria, how we were lied to almost every single time. They want us to forget all that, so they come in and say, oh, regime's another weeks away. They're going to attack everybody with nukes if we don't start striking them immediately. This is all based on they want to have your perception of things current. They don't want you to remember what happened. They don't want you to think about the fact that they told everybody the only thing you could do was sit in your house like a dog and not get around your family and stay away from them during COVID because there's a novel viruses out there. They don't want you to remember that they told restaurants you had to wear a mask while walking up to your seat, but you could take your mask off while eating while you sat there. That was always that one always really boggled my mind. I still to this day, I will never forget the experience I had in a restaurant in Lakeland. I'm not going to put the name out there because they were a good restaurant. Haven't been there since. Haven't been there 6 years. But I remember I walked in, had reservations, and I'm at the stand with the hostess. And I said, I got a reservation, 8 o'clock. This is Lakeland, Florida. And she goes, well, we've been told a CDC mandate, you have to wear a mask. And I said, I looked at the entire restaurant, small restaurant. I said, there's not a single person in here wearing a mask. She goes, well, I understand that, but you have to wear your mask to be seated. I said, where's my seat? She goes, right there. And I'm not joking when I said I could have picked up a spoon and hit the table with it. Dink! Like, my table's right there. Yeah, you have to wear a mask to be seated. I said, no, I'm going to pass. She goes, what's the CDC mandate? I said, it's a CDC mandate. What is that supposed to mean? I'm like, what are we just making up random statements now? Oh, CDC mandate. Okay. I said, let me be, I'm really hungry. I'm not in a good mood. I'm hungry. Feed me, please. I'm trying to spend money. I'm trying to give you money. Well, we can't do that. She literally goes and talks to the back manager, brings the manager. The manager walks up with a mask on. Like, I'm really hungry. I'd like to sit down at my table's right there. Sir, we'll seat you, but you have to wear a mask to be seated. I said, I'm not wearing a mask. I don't own a mask. I will never wear a mask. I'm going to be seated. Nobody in the restaurant has a mask on, but you have to wear it to be seated. I said, I can literally hit the table with a spitball right now. You're going to start making me come down to worse and worse things to hit this table with. Next, I'm going to pick up a rock. What do you want me to do? Well, sir, we have to ask you to leave. I said, you're going to ask me to leave. It's a CDC mandate. I said, why does everybody keep saying that? Like it means something. It's a CDC mandate. Well, you need to leave, sir. I said, if you ask me to leave this restaurant, I will never come back here again. I said, I've recommended this restaurant on my podcast years ago. I've recommended people go here. I will never come back to this restaurant ever again if you do this to me right now. Well, sir, I'm not going to get in a fight with you. I said, oh, you're not going to get in a fight with me. I'm going to knock you out if you say it to me one more time. I'm kidding. I didn't say that. I was a little bit nicer. And I said, okay. I will not let the door hit me in the butt. You will never see me in this restaurant ever again in your life. Goodbye. And I left. Never went back. And so I digress. Why I get into these stories sometimes with that. Again, this is why you got to have good memory. Because can't forget what some people did to you. You can't forget what some restaurants did to you. You can't forget what some businesses did to you. You can't forget what your own stinking government did to everybody by saying, we're mandating you get an RNA gene therapy shot or else. Or else you couldn't be part of society. We're going to extricate you. We're going to kick you out. We're going to treat you like you're basically a leper because you won't get an RNA shot. That aged poorly, especially the research is coming out now that I'll talk about later. More and more problems with the shot, more and more cardiac issues, more and more health research, and it comes out now that they knew all of it. All of it was a problem. All of it was open. All of it was in the studies. They knew what it was going to do to everybody before they did the shot. Yet they said it was 96% effective, and there were virtually no side effects from it. So that ties me back to what I'm talking about. In order to not repeat the future, or excuse me, in order to not repeat the past, you have to know what's going to happen to you in the future as far as what we're going to try again. And you have to know how to handle things and remember what happened in the past so you can rebuttal it when it happens again in the future. These are the things that most people don't possess. They don't want to remember things. They want to block things out. I get it. Sometimes things are painful. Sometimes you need to basically block things out. You need to put them in a box and not focus on them and dwell on your past. Got it. That's also important. However, when you start seeing the same things reoccurring from the same people telling you the same thing over and over and over again, it's always a lie. You got to really question how much longer you want to continue to listen to these clowns. And that's one of the reasons why I bring you guys this news every single day and why I tell you guys it's so important to make sure you're keeping your gut health and your brain health really active. I talked to us about briefly last week about the gut-brain axis and unlocking the connections between probiotics and mental health. This is another really, really important topic that I've discussed in detail as far as with what's going on with everybody's mental health, their gut health, and their overall long-term health, because the gut-brain interface is huge. That's one of the reasons why I bring up the probiotic DF, why I constantly recommend making sure you keep your gut health where it needs to be. Because as they continue to try to rot everybody's gut with its horrible food, while they continue to rot everybody's gut with these horrible drinks and high fructose corn syrup and all this other garbage, they're continually lying to you. So they're trying to give you this mind control while they're messing up your gut, while they're messing up your brain, and it's all continual fashion in order to do one thing, control your mind. Controlling your mind is one of the most effective things you can do. Don't let anybody else control it, because that's one of the only things you can truly control. You wake up in the morning. It's your choice whether or not you're going to go, I want to be in a bad mood today. It's cold. It's hot. It's humid. I don't know what it is. I'm mad. That's your choice. You can do that. Or you can wake up and say, you know what? Doesn't always matter if it's ideal. Today's the day the Lord has made. I'm going to be rejoicing. I'm glad in. I'm going to push forward. I'm going to get stronger. I'm going to take my subs. I'm going to get smart. I'm going to continue to be educated. I'm going to read. And I'm going to remember things. And I'm going to continue to push forward. That's also another option. I promise you that I'm going to be much more successful. So again, the more you learn, the more you can apply, and the more you can continue to grow. And so I encourage people to do that on the site. We have so many different articles we put on there every single day, including another one, how the gut bacteria shape energy, cravings, and weight. I talked to this briefly last week on how the more your gut health deteriorates and the more your gut bacteria deteriorates and dissolves, cravings and weight gain almost always follow that, because the brain's constantly craving for more nutrients because the body's telling it so, because the gut's telling it so. It is because the body's missing certain key elements and it's having all these inflammation problems and inflammatory markers that the body's trying to say, I need this, I need this, I need this. So it's craving things. And then all you do is feed it ultra-processed chips at night. Your body's like, I need magnesium. I'm really deficient in magnesium. I don't feel good. I need some omega-3 fats. Sorry. Best I can do is Lay's potato chips with soybean oil and MSG. Well, the brain still takes it as, okay, I'm getting something. I'm getting stimulation. The MSG dulls it down and goes, oh, we're getting excitement. We're feeding the neurons. But in reality, all you're doing is hyper-exciting the brain, messing up the neurons, messing up the gut health. So stay away from a lot of this stuff, especially with the gut cravings. Make sure you're keeping at bay. The best thing you can do, I tell you this, at night, you start getting hungry, eat some eggs. Either eat boiled eggs, eat scrambled eggs, eat eggs are easy, eggs are medium. Don't really care which way you make them, whichever way you like it the best. There's 50 different ways you can make eggs. Put some good seasoning on them, put some good red bean salt on them, throw some hot sauce on them, throw some mustard, whatever you want to throw on them, doesn't really matter. Make them taste good. You'll be shocked how much better you sleep, how much better you feel, how much better your gut is, and how your cravings pretty much stop because you're giving your body the raw nutrients that it needs. So be sure to check that out all the time. Eat some eggs before bed, just a tidbit. If you really want to throw in some nutrients at night, a lot of times I'll take the GHI vanilla. That's usually my bedtime shake. Now, sometimes I'll do eggs. I'll do like 2 or 3 eggs, and then I'll do a GHI shake before bed. Well, I say before bed. It's like an hour, hour and a half before bed. That's really good. That gives you a ton of nutrients with detoxifiers, and then you're throwing the omega-3 fats and the protein of the eggs. In my opinion, that's like the absolute trifecta of everything, because you're getting the healthy fats, you're getting the healthy protein, and you're getting the healthy vitamins and minerals with the detoxifiers all in one sitting, and works good for me. You try it. Let me know. Give me your response on it. If you got GHI, clean, you got eggs at your house, it's something you can do for free. It's already there. No excuses. Try it. Give me some feedback on it. Now, another article I want to cover here. Where is it at? This was going into hypothyroidism. the most common thyroid disorder that disrupts body functioning. Now, this is a big one. It says hypothyroidism often goes under the radar as its symptoms are vague, easy to dismiss, and are frequently associated with stress and aging. It says feeling tired, lacking energy, persistently in a low mood. These could all be signs of hypothyroidism or underactive thyroid. Now, you'll be shocked. It says about 5 in 100 Americans age 12 and older have hypothyroidism now. That's a lot, guys. 5 out of 100, 12 and older. We're not talking about older adults. We're talking about teenagers. Why is this happening? Now, this is off the books here. This isn't even talking about it here. What's happening is when you start, the thyroid basically needs specific nutrients. It needs iodine. It needs to be able to function properly in order to produce certain things like thyroid-stimulating hormone and other thing else. When you don't have enough thyroid-stimulating hormone, your body doesn't produce enough T3 and T4. What happens is the only way it does that is by the hypothalamus signaling pituitary gland to release thyroid-stimulating hormone. Fluoride, wink, wink, here's the answer to the exam. Fluoride is not only a neurotoxin, it's absorbed by the thyroid because it's a halogen. It uptakes it just like it does iodine. Fluoride ruins the thyroid system. Fluoride ruins the pineal gland. It actually calcifies the pineal gland in some studies that I've read. That reduces growth hormone production. That reduces melatonin production. That reduces basically TSH production. All these things cause more problems. There's a reason why, guys, they have pushed fluoride to the general population, knowing it is a known neurotoxin. There is zero, and I will say this on record, and there is nothing you can rebuttal me on this. There is zero health benefits of fluoride. It doesn't make the teeth stronger. It does not prevent cavities. It has not stopped you from basically having, you know, having better enamel. It is complete and total neurotoxin. Everybody has been lied to on the topic of fluoride, and it is an absolute toxin to the body in every single way. I've asked dentists this when they try to push fluoride. No, they know nobody brings this up to me anymore. And I'm like, so fluoride makes teeth stronger. Yeah. Protects enamel. Okay, cool. That's based off the one study they did, which is an idiotic study, decades ago. I said, okay, fluoride prevents cavities. Oh, yeah. Prevents cavities. Well, so it makes the teeth stronger, makes them last longer, prevents fluoride. Prevents cavities. Okay, well, please explain to me dental fluorosis. What do you mean? Dental fluorosis. If you get too much fluoride, it literally causes your teeth to become brittle, yellow, and decay and rot and fall apart and dissolve. So you're telling me a small amount of fluoride suddenly protects your teeth, but then a large amount of fluoride makes your teeth fall out and dissolve. That doesn't make any sense to me at all. There's no way that product has a health benefit, but slightly too much has a complete reverse opposite benefit. That doesn't happen in science. That's like saying, okay, we got to have enough vitamin C to prevent scurvy. You need a good little vitamin C, you know, prevent scurvy, maintain the immune system. But if you have a little too much vitamin C, it gives you cancer. That doesn't make sense at all. No, duh, doesn't make sense. Fluoride is a neurotoxin. There's no health benefits to it whatsoever. Get that through everybody's brain. I've had this debate hundreds of times now. Continue to make sure you're keeping this stuff out of your diet and make sure you're drinking purified water. Reverse osmosis or distilled. Distilled, if you run distilled, run the Aquatrace back in it, add their minerals back to it. This is crucial. Fluoride's been out of the water supply for the last 80 years for a reason. Like it's 80 years, it was 60. No, 80 years. It was after World War II. There's a reason why. It ruins the pituitary, which ruins the rest of the body. So I get back to hypothyroidism here. This talks about it right here. Hypothalamus, signals pituitary gland, duh, normal, releases TSH. Doesn't get enough. Body, basically, thyroid makes T3, T4. Thyroid doesn't respond, low T3 and T4. Then they put you on thyroxin, which is a drug, T3, T4. Your body's not deficient in it. It needs to produce it. The problem is the thyroid becomes so sluggish because what is being done to it, you've got to get the thyroid boosted up. And that's where the thyroid support comes in. Thyroid support's like taking a supercharger and getting basically a healthy supercharger and redoing your entire motor and basically rebuilding it and getting it back on race fuel and knocking it back out. That's how the thyroid support works. The reason why is because it balances out energy metabolism to help convert T4 to active T3, boost your thyroid function, and supports overall vitality. We use good, high-quality supplements in here, nutrients, to maintain focus and energy and give it the boost that it needs. Now, the thing about this is we got most of the bovine products in this product are from Argentina. Argentina has really, really good cows. In most cases, from the research I see, from the raws that we tested. And so we use like the adrenal gland from Argentina bovine, the thyroid gland from New Zealand or Argentina bovine, anterior pituitary gland from Argentina bovine, thymus from Argentina bovine. This is one of the most effective formulas that I've gotten feedback on from customers that are having thyroid problems. Because what happens is, as the thyroid becomes more sluggish, so do all kinds of other health problems occur in the body. The thyroid is so crucial. You've got to cut the fluoride out. You've also got to cut the bromine out, which is in processed breads. That's another big one. It's also a halogen. That reduces the production of thyroid, basically T3, T4 in the body. So cutting bread out, cutting your fluoride out, make sure you drink purified water, get on good, healthy diet, making sure you get omega-3s, jump on the thyroid support, and I promise you, you'll be shocked on the response that you get on this. I got three. And again, you know, guys, give me some reviews, because I know I got more better reviews than this on here, because I get emails on this product all the time. Because what's happened is now hyperthyroidism is becoming more and more of a problem that I get contacted on a regular basis, because what's happening now with the American diet. It says early signs of hypothyroidism, persistent fatigue, constipation, joint muscle aches, low mood, thinning hair, weight gain. That's one of the biggest ones that I hear about a lot, is the weight gain. And I've seen this a lot. You cut the sodas out, you cut the junk food out, you get the thyroid back on check, and you get the thyroid really running hot again with thyroid support, you'll be shocked on how much faster you burn body fat. That is crucial. That is insane. Because what happens is, if the thyroid's not functioning, it plays a massive role as far as in the metabolism. Metabolism can't function properly because the thyroid's downregulated. You're going to have a bunch of issues trying to burn body fat. It's just a fact of the matter. And so then it goes on to later problems that it starts having with issues worse and worse and worse as far as symptoms of it in this article. And it says emergency symptoms, it can start causing real bad problems. And low blood pressure, loss of consciousness, low blood sugar. We've got to keep the thyroid treated properly and make sure you're not having any nutrient deficiencies. It says right here, the body needs about 150 micrograms of iodine a day just to produce adequate levels of thyroid hormones. Deficiencies in iodine, magnesium, B12, and vitamin D, imagine that, have been linked to impaired thyroid functioning. This is why the vitamin D is so crucial. Make sure if you're taking vitamin D, you take it with K2 that we have. I've been recently contacted. I was on a show the other day, and somebody came on after me and basically said, never take vitamin D with K2 together. Always take them separate in the day. I feel like five or six people asked me about that because he came on after me on the show. I don't claim to know everything and know about health. I don't claim to be a health guru. I'm here just bringing you the health news every day. I can tell you this, though. I have numerous research studies backing why you need to take K2 and D3, why taking them together makes sense, and why I've never seen any documented research showing that you need to take K2 and D3 at separate times throughout the day and order them for in order to respond properly. I've seen enormous research labs when you take high dose of D3 without K2, and it could cause issues with calcification. That's a problem. So taking K2 and D3 makes sense. The research shows it makes sense. The documentation shows it makes sense. The formulas make sense. The natural doctors say it makes sense. But, you know, hey, somebody comes on after me as now a health guru and says that you need to take K2 and D3 completely separate during the day because that's the way they're going to sell it now. Do some research here. You're going to listen to, guys. I'm just going to leave it at that. Also, switching gears and going into another product here, another health topic here that I wanted to cover. This one is a good one here. This goes on 7 types of rest your brain craves. This is a positive article I'm going to go into today. This will make it quick, though. I got some other stuff I'm going to cover here shortly. It says, Dr. Sandra Dalton-Smith's 7 types of rest offer solutions for many health woes that defy medical explanation. 7 rest profiles. She said, the majority of work most of us do is not physically demanding. We're sitting on our behinds all day long. Often the work is creatively demanding. We're constantly using kinds of energy, but we don't think about it as being energy that we're depleting. She goes, restoring each type of energy we use requires less effort than you might think. She goes, deficit in creative rest can manifest as a lack of inspiration or difficulty brainstorming. You can counter the effects of creative exhaustion by taking in creativity rather than being a creator all the time. Spend time in nature. Watch the sunset and sunrise. Listen to music or appreciate architecture. I love that one. I love really, really wild architecture. I always have. Especially like the Gothic stuff. Not going to lie. The old Gothic cathedrals, Notre Dame, that crazy stuff over there. Always been mind-boggling to me when you actually understand the way. I guess if you work in construction, you appreciate it a lot more. But that type of cathedral building is just incredible to me. And I love taking that in. And you'll notice when you start taking stuff in like that, and she's 100% right, you start taking in more sunshine. You watch a sunset. You listen to good music, especially classical music. You watch, you know, look at architecture. You actually feel more creative, and you actually take in more design and ideas. Just a thought. Mental. Signs of cognitive overload include trouble concentrating, clearing the mind. Meditation and mindfulness can relax the mind, while physical activity, such as walking or running, could clear it. So actually, this happens sometimes when you go in the gym. I need to rebuild your mental thoughts is experiencing exercise, getting physical, doing something that doesn't create an enormous amount of mental stress, and actually letting your mental factors rest while you do exercise. This is a great one. Emotional rest deficit can cause anxiety, depression, people-pleasing tendencies, or creeping sense of disconnection for yourself and others. Restored emotional health can include speaking to a therapist, journaling, artistic expression, singing, or playing an instrument. This can also do having time to yourself. Having time by yourself is not a bad thing. Sometimes you need to take a step back, do your own thing for a little bit, think about things that are going on, and basically just rest your mind. That's a really, really important one, because a lot of times people get so wrapped up in constantly having to take care of this person and take care of this work and take care of customers and clients and this and this and this and this. Sometimes you got to take a step back. Spiritual. Prayer, beliefs, meditation. Helps. Volunteer work service, meaningful connection with nature and other people's can help. Spiritual rest can be thinking outside of yourself, looking at the greater good. My opinion on this, she doesn't really go into detail on this, is read the Bible. Having 30 minutes of rest or meditation, read the Bible and focus on positive things and praying. That's my stance on that. That's what I'm going to put on there, because she didn't add that in there, but I will. Social. Social rest works differently depending on your personality. For extroverts, depletion can come from too much time alone. For introverts, it can come from too much time with people. Coping can include spending time with friends, enjoying who you don't need anything from, especially those considered life-giving or engaging in pleasurable activities alone with no expectations. This is true especially for people that stay active. Sometimes, and I can say this from a business owner, sometimes it's nice to be around close friends or family that you can just relax, talk to, hang out with, and they're not constantly asking questions. And I love my customers. I love my listeners. But I do this all day, every day. And after a while, you do get that start wearing on you. When you're around, almost everybody around, they want to ask you questions. They want to pick your brain. They want to get information out of you. And I love it. I actually enjoy doing it. But eventually, sometimes at the end of the day, you got to shut your phone off. You got to detach. You got to do something on your own to just kind of rebuild. Because what happens is you start wearing out because you're putting out so much energy for everybody else. Sensory. Overstimulation shows irritability around excessive noises or smells or difficulty enjoying experiences. It says it can be helpful to find balance by having time of quiet, using noise cancellation headphones, or turning off your radio in a drive to appreciate silence. That's a big one. I love listening to motivational speaking. I love Christian music when I'm driving. However, sometimes I will drive in complete silence with the windows down. Just detach, you know, just do something different. Physical. Physical exhaustion causes swelling, pain, tightness, tension in the area, and maybe overused or physical symptoms with no medical explanation. Restoration can include stretching, can include massage, foam roller, red light therapy on muscles, or adjusting the amount of sleep you're getting or not getting. Recognizing the rest you need. So that's something I want to encourage on here. Don't ever apologize for needing some rest, any which way of those come, or something different. And I mean, if you're actually doing something. Now, if you're being a lazy bum and you're a slug on the couch all day, ingesting Netflix and eating potato chips, you need to apologize to everybody for being a bum and step your game up. That being said, but if you're really active, you're doing things, you're getting out, you're constantly staying busy, you're taking care of friends, family, business, so forth, you don't have to apologize to take your own time. I've been around people like that before, and they're so busy and they're constantly trying to take care of everybody. Something happens. I'm sorry to get back to you. Dude, don't apologize. You're busy. I'm busy. I know you'll get with me when I get with you. You text me, I'll call you, I'll text you, we'll get back together if we're trying to link up. But don't get in a position where you're constantly trying to stay so active to try to take care of everybody else's needs that you don't take care of your own. Because I've been in that position before, and I promise you, it will exhaust you long term. It's not, you can't do it. It's not sustainable. It's not sustainable long term. It will burn you down, and once it burns you down, you got to come back up, and then you have to kind of like really take some time off. That's why occasionally I'll take off from the show. And I've never understood this. I get like customers and listeners, they've sent me emails sometimes, and I really don't. And they've even called the office. Dave can't take off a day. I can't believe they took a day off. Dude, listen, this takes a lot of work to do this show, especially to do solo. When you start your podcast and you start broadcasting to hundreds of thousands of people every day and you start doing solo shows by yourself with no commercials, no ads, no interruptions, and you straight do this an hour every day and I get my information direct from you, I'll encourage you to take a day off occasionally because I know what you're going through. So again, thank you for cutting me some slack sometimes. And also, Ted, sometimes he's got to get away for a little bit. Sometimes we all need different things, and sometimes we got to just kind of detox and decompress, and there's nothing wrong with that, especially when you're doing this information download or upload, I guess you'd say, on a daily basis every single day, continually getting the truth out there and encouraging others to do the same, because at the end of the day, we're all in this together. And it's really important. Also, to other news, this is something I want to cover on here. It says sugar sweetened drinks alter gut bacteria. So I've been in a gut health week this week with the probiotics on sale, with other topics I've been discussing with everybody. This goes on, talks about how the microbe plays a significant role in the brain connection. We talked about it in detail. I'm not going to go into more of that. But they found, researchers found specific blood chemical changes linked to sugary drinks increase the risk of diabetes. We know that. Type 2 diabetes, condition where the body gradually loses the ability to effectively regulate blood sugar. Our study suggests a potential mechanism to explain why sugar-sweetened beverages are so bad for your metabolism. They compared with solid foods, adding sugars and beverages are more easily absorbable, and they're really high density because you're drinking just sugar and water. The rapid absorption of sugar leads to blood sugar spikes. And on top of this, now what happens is you start having all these health problems as far as the sugar spiking on a regular basis. Now look at what happens here. Adverse microbe changes. I want you to read this for a second here. It says the gut bacteria, as far as was less common in people who drank more SSBs, which basically sugar-sweetened beverages. And it goes on to say here, the gut bacteria associated with sugary drinks was linked to poor metabolic health, included elevated fasting blood glucose and insulin levels, higher body mass index, and lower levels of high-density lipoprotein cholesterol, which is good cholesterol, the HDLs. The study didn't directly link specific bacteria changes to diabetes risk, but these changes in the gut microbe can have downstream effects on health, including potentially influence diabetes risk. This is because when you start drinking that stuff, it spikes insulin so stinking fast. It's insane. High fructose corn syrup is one of the most toxic elements we've ever seen added to drink supplies because it's way worse than even table sugar. And what it does is it spikes insulin so quick, the body in most cases doesn't know how to handle it, and it starts causing a lot of metabolic problems long term. And why I've said so many times, stay away from high fructose corn syrup and sodas in general. Coca-Cola is unbelievably acidic. It's unbelievably high in sugar. It's unbelievably toxic to the body. And I'm shocked on how many people drink on a regular basis. Shocked. Still shocked on how many drink this stuff. And so again, stay away from the products that are really bad for the sugar. Another article here. This is interesting. I'm going to cover this real quick. Dirty appliances may be making your family sick. And I just had this conversation why I'm bringing this up with family the other day, because everybody had gotten sick. It was a good family. They stay pretty healthy, but they got a bug came in from school, and I get it. It happens sometimes. And what happens is they got all over it, and then everybody kind of started having a relapse. Here's why this is starting to happen sometimes. Even when you're taking good supplements, what happens, a lot of those really, really highly, highly infective viruses sometimes don't get cleaned out of the house. Look at this here. It says dirty appliances may be making your family sick. Left unchecked, mold, debris, and viruses build up in everyday appliances, including refrigerators, ovens, dishwashers, and washing machines. Now, one of the biggest things on here, I said as far as washing machines, they wash clothes every day, but they become notoriously dirty. And I didn't think about this actually until I read this. It says, during the draining process, detergent lines cling the outer wall, creating environment for mold, bacteria, warm, humid conditions. That's not just the aspect of it. Also, they're saying now, especially in the washing machine, you're constantly throwing dirty clothes, the washing machine, the outside ring, the outside aspect of all of it, including the handles, they're constantly getting different types of bacteria on them because you're taking really dirty clothes, especially if you got kids, sweaty, dirty clothes that are basically brewing all this bacteria that have viruses on them, and you're going in and you're throwing them in these areas, and then what's happening is they're building up, and it's never getting wiped down. How often do you really think about going in and wiping down and cleansing out your washing machine? You really don't. A lot of people don't think about it. So something to be aware of there on that. It says refrigerators. The dirtiest part of the refrigerator is often the door handle. Handles are touched repeatedly through the day, often frequently overlooked during cleaning. It says right here, for example, the child opens the door of the refrigerator with dirty hands or someone touched the handle after eating raw meat. Germs remain on the surface. It's recommended to wipe the refrigerator door handle down regularly with alcohol to reduce the risk of germ transmission. The shelves inside are also a key area to clean. Moisture, drip, stuff like that. One thing about it, though, is wiping down the door handles and the outside areas, especially if you have kids, the freezer handles, all that stuff, because they're right. You're constantly grabbing food. You're putting food in. You're handling things. You're moving it in and out. It says ovens and air fryers. This one says a little bit more difficult on the inside. However, I would say probably the handles on this primarily, because inside the oven, nothing's going to live inside that whole thing. It says rice cookers and microwave ovens. I don't even have a microwave oven, so I don't even know how to handle that one. But no, it says, again, cleaning it up. Dehumidifiers and air conditioners. This is a big one. Making sure you're also keeping the filters cleaned out on a regular basis. This is a big one that a lot of people forget. And I recommend this. If you've got everybody that's gotten sick in the house and everybody's getting through that cold area, it's not a bad idea, especially the filters have been sitting up there for a while. Change the AC air filter. Swap it out. Get rid of it. Get all the crap out of it. Get a brand new one in there and swap it and be done with it. And it also talks about dehumidifiers and air purifiers. Make sure you're constantly changing those filters out. Because if you've got an air purifier in the house and you don't change the filter every 12 months or 6 months or ugh, and it's getting nasty, well, you're just cycling a lot of that stuff through there. So if you want to try to keep mold, build up, dog hair, if you got inside dog, which I don't recommend. I had an inside dog. He's now an outside dog. And making sure keeping that stuff. So wiping the surfaces down, making sure keeping stuff clean, going overall as far as not using a bunch of harsh cleaning agents. That's a big thing. Unplug appliances for cleaning. Make sure you're doing that as well. You don't get shocked. And making sure you're using good cleaning products that don't cause a bunch of toxic effects either. That's nothing. You don't want these cleaning appliances that are going to cause more and more health problems than they actually help. Just a few things I thought I would throw that out there, especially a lot of people are getting healthy and they're making sure their kids stay healthy after they like to put everything in their mouth, because that's what two-year-olds do. They put things in their mouth, then they touch everything in the entire house again after they put it in their mouth, and then put it back in their mouth. So, guys, hope you guys enjoyed the show today. Hope you guys stay strong and healthy. I told you guys I'm not going to give you a bunch of fear porn, because quite frankly, at the end of the day, we can do the best we can, and we're going to continue to bring the truth up every single day with you guys here on this show. And on top of that, I'm going to give you things you can do on a daily basis that you can make a difference in, not sit there and watch CNN and drool on yourself and go, oh my gosh, our greatest ally brought us into another war. No, I'm not going to tell you that. Because at the end of the day, we got to focus on ourselves, our communities, our local churches that are actually good, and our family and our friends, and making sure we're encouraging everybody to do the same. Because at the end of the day, if it is to be, it's up to us and God. If God is for us, who can be against us? So I encourage you guys to stay healthy. That's the most effective thing that you can do, especially with this crazy weather right now. We have like, I don't know, how the pollen levels are like 10, 10, 10 on everything. And that's 90 one day and it's 40 the next day. Make sure you're keeping your vitamin C doses high. Make sure you're keeping your D3 with K2 high. Make sure you're continuing to take your supplements. And again, if your kids want to try something, keep them healthy. The chewable multivitamin. And most kids, I've very rarely had any issues with kids that don't like this stuff after they try it, the chewable multivitamin. So make sure you're staying on top of this stuff. If you need anything, you know where to get a hold of us, healthmasters.com. Lots of different specials. Whatever the thyroid support today, you can check that out on the website as well. The gut health, as far as what we're putting together, a gut kit with a probiotic and the 5-HTP to help out with overall mental health. I'll be putting that together this week while the product of the week is on sale. Over 14% off right now. And be sure to check out the best sellers, guys. These are top formulas that work really good. You have magnesium brain food, 34 reviews. I can't even make that up. I mean, these are all verified reviews of Shopify. I don't fudge anything. I don't manipulate anything. I want you guys to have the real, raw truth, including all the positive reviews and what these formulas do for you. So check them out at healthmasters.com. Email us if you got any questions. Thank you again for getting the truth out there, sending these videos, letting everybody know that we can make a difference with one another, that we don't have to be sick, we don't have to be tired, and we sure as heck don't have to be brainwashed by the propaganda media all the time telling us what we have to think about on a regular basis. Focus on what you need to think about. Focus on resting your brain sometimes. Focus on the things and look at this stuff that I've covered on the show today and apply it to your daily life to increase your overall mental health, your physical health, and your spiritual health. You guys have a fantastic day. Hope you enjoyed a solo show today. Stay strong and healthy as always. Healthmasters.com. I'll be back to you guys again tomorrow as always. Have a good one, my friends.